Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467369.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible, because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Joined always by the gang, John Gervais, aka Big Jerv, and Mariano Durag, looking very luxurious.
My dog.
And obviously, and like Sean on the ones and twos, Amin, we're giving him the week off. And you know, I'm your host, Black Trey. What's the deal, fellas?
Ain't sure we out here, man.
You know what it is, guys.
Freshly tied durag, man. You know what I mean?
Hey, so I know normally we'd be jumping straight into topics and shit, but we ain't gonna do all that because of me not here, and I don't give a fuck. I'm hosting, so yeah. I'm running this shit.
Yeah.
I see my nigga Jerv on Instagram, bruh. Jerv, what you was doing?
Hey, man, listen, brother. You know what I'm saying? Haven's dad got fresh for the first time in almost 2 and some change this weekend. My youngin got married. Shout him out. Hey, man, listen. It was game 3. It was tied 1-1, bro. I'm breaking all rules, dog. I kept my AirPods on, but there's no way in hell you think I'm going to be at your wedding. Show you love. I'm here. But there's no way in hell you think I'm going to be at the wedding. Not watch a pivotal game 3?
Nigga,
it's tied 1-1?
Wait, so you watched the game at the wedding?
Bro, listen, he predicted the game before the shit even started, dog. On Rap Names podcast on Sunday, nigga, last Sunday, we was recording Rap Names. He said, nigga, whatever game it is, game 3, game 4, no matter what game it is, and y'all hear this pod, watch. Watch what happened. And look what happened.
Bruh, I did not miss a fucking dribble of the game. not even a bucket. I didn't miss a dribble.
Ball is life. Holler at him.
You was just off the phone, putting it in front of your... in your hand or what?
In front of my hand, bro. I had that thing on the table, though. I'm not hiding this.
Right.
I know what it is with me.
I hope your wife knows she got a player for life, and that's the bullshit.
Hey, Mari, dog, let's hear that sus. Doom, doom, doom.
Mari, I seen Lil Man with the Dewey. What's up?
That was his first. Look, I'm gonna no. So look, so he had that durag for a little minute, right? He got the black durag. I bought him his own one. So what happened was, I was in there, like, you know, just regularly brushing my waves. I probably had just got done washing it, whatever. So I put my do-rag on. So he went up. So, you know, my wife told me he went up to her and handed her the do-rag, like, basically, like, look, put this on me so I can pull up on Pops real quick. So he ran out the room. Soon as he had it on his head, he ran out the room, ran up on me in the kitchen, and looked up at me for like the nod of approval.
Yeah.
Dog, I hugged him so hard, dog. I was like, damn, dog. Like, he fucked me up with that one. So I gave him a hug, picked him up. I said, oh, let me get a picture of you real quick. So that's why when you see the side by side, it's like him looking at me, and then he turned around so I can see the cape hanging and all that.
Did
so,
you stop him from flying up to the ceiling because the durag?
Hey, look, man, listen. You know what's crazy? Maybe when I picked him up, I ain't realize he was float. You know what I mean? Like, I pulled him back down and shit. So I
little bro was running, bro, like Mario 3 with the leaf. Shit was going, and then just flapped out. You know what I mean?
Man, it was like one of those proud dad moments where it was like, you know what? I knew I was doing the right thing anyway, but like, now this is confirmation right here, dog. Like, he pulled up on me crazy, like, up there.
Sean, you feeling better?
Dog, I'm back, bro.
Did you have some of Donovan's mom chicken noodles?
Dog, I was out of commission, bro. I was in bad shape, but yeah, I got some soup like Jerv told me.
Welcome back.
Thank you, bro. I've been.
Yeah.
Yo, hey, listen. Yo. I know what flows A's boat, bro.
Yeah. I know what flows A's dropped the chain on you and all that.
Man, that shit. I'm back though. Yo, and I'm also. You might fuck with this trade. Do you drink? You drink smoothies?
Sometimes. I'm a green drink guy.
Okay, yeah. So you
hey Trey, I thought you was about to tell me nah. Like, I don't, I'm like, nigga, please. Hey, look at you drink smoothies and green drinks.
So here's the thing. I don't make them personally because it's a mess.
Okay.
Like, it takes time to clean up. I don't have the time. No,
should
more,
be like Junior Soprano, man. If anybody any Sopranos so fans, I see.
What were you gonna say?
Nah, Junior Soprano. When he got like up in age and shit, he tried to make his own smoothies at home. Fuck the whole kitchen up, like.
Yeah, no, it's a hassle, and if you don't clean it up, that shit stink. You know, you get like gnats and all kind of shit. So like, I just go hit the little neighborhood spot. They got the little green joint. Mm-hmm. I get that and call it a day and go for a walk, and I'll be clear of mind. But what were you saying about smoothie?
Okay, no, I was just gonna say I just got put on the spirulina. So okay. I've been using that and putting that in my smoothies, and it's a crazy ass green color.
Like, oh yeah. No, nah, you get
just finished it. Like, it's the green on it is crazy, but it's supposed
you
to
make
be
yourself,
super,
bro?
Super duper food. Yeah, no, my girl makes them and then leaves them for
well,
me.
Well, nah, I mean, but it's made
homemade though. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I was gonna say, bro, you gotta add the sea moss to that shit. Add the sea moss to that joint.
Look at this nigga, bro. Put the ankle on that nigga.
I'm just trying to tell you, bro. Listen, look.
In the
sea moss, my G. Sea moss prevent a lot of shit. Bro, listen, I know you know. Listen, I can't. That sea moss is fancy to me. You know the fancy shit, bro.
Right. I don't have a connect, so like, I ain't buying it for anybody. That's like smoking weed with a stranger, bro.
I'll put the sea moss.
At this point, nigga. You know what's crazy? Hey, it's a nigga that failed chemistry, but he know how to make sea moss now on Instagram.
Bro, so you niggas ain't. I don't know. You know, speaking of this, you know, I wasn't even gonna say this, whatever, like today, but you know, just you niggas talking about sea moss, and you know, I figured I'd just break it down, like the history of sea moss and like where it came from. So really, what happened was, it was a game, right? It was the Vikings, you know what I mean? They playing the Cowboys and shit, you know what I'm saying? Randy Moss, you know, he out there, he even caught what was it, three catches, three touchdowns, you know, a bunch of yards and all that, and you know, my man. One of my mans, we at the party and shit, and he was like, man, you see Moss out there, dog, like da-da-da. And so all, you know what I mean? All you hear really over the, you know what I mean? It's a dice game going on. It's all type of shit going on. All you hear is like, you see Moss? You see Moss? We had one of the one boys was in there. You know, I just used Jerv lingo, one of the one boys. He was in there going to school for certain shit. Look, man, the man ended up discovering, you know, a rare particle. He ended up naming it sea moss behind that because he, you know, he was right there. And that's the one thing that stuck out in his head, man. So
shout
out.
So Dr. Sebi seen Randy Moss play, and that's how he came up with sea moss.
Monte Ellis saw Randy Moss play and put Dr. Sebi on it.
That's crazy. Wow.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. So basically, that's the order of events, man. You know, Monte sitting there. We at the party. Shout out to Monte. He said, yo, you see moss? Sebi at the door like, sea moss. Oh, all right. And it stuck in his head. So when he found it, he was like, oh, hold on. It's my B son. I mean, I wasn't even paid to tell that story just now, but when y'all brought it up, I figured I had to. You know what I'm saying?
Right, so,
but there's Monte, there's a way, man.
When there's Monte, there's a way, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, Mariano Business. Listen, so Monte should be on the front of the CMOS packages.
Yes,
straight up.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
We should have a Monte Ellis doc, not a Sebi doc. I feel you.
Yeah.
Nigga curing up all them things. All right, so. Yo, niggas be lying, bro. Niggas said, nigga, hey, you take the CMOS, nigga, your grandma can see again.
You feel me? Hey.
No, but real shit, shout out to science, bro. They done found some shit that that make Alzheimer's go away.
Oh.
Niggas getting there, bro. They developing. You know what I'm saying? At this point, bro, them niggas gonna be having all kind of shit done and kicked. But last week
might be coming back.
Man, last week I think that's fair. That's fair. Mm. One pill, bro, and you have a fro. Sick. Hey, so last week I didn't think I did the intro of this show, No Justice, but I also didn't peep a trailer and I was really lackluster. But this show was funny as fuck.
Let's talk about it.
All right, man. Yeah. So we got Flatbush Misdemeanors.
Yes,
it's on Showtime. We were gonna cover the first three episodes. We got some main characters. We got Dan. We got Drew. Drew is Weebe from The Wire. We got Kevin. We got Zaina, and then we got Jess with her fine ass.
Shout out to Jess.
Which one's Jess?
What was the one with the curly hair? The curly hair vice president.
Yeah.
So, Jerv, obviously, you know, we always got to tap in with you because you hate shit. What was your take on this?
So, you know, anyone that knows that I just be shitting on things, right? But it's not an act. Like, I really be thinking shit sucks, right? I be thinking it's not funny. Yeah. And, you know, I've done my fair share on this show of trashing cats when they suggest things, you know, making slick comments, even worse, in the group chat. But my brother, let me tell you something. This show funny as shit. Put one on the positive side for you. You actually got a series off of this joint, bro. You advanced to the second round by suggesting this joint. Okay.
Okay.
This shit is dry humor. It's fucking hilarious. And it's got that type of humor that when like it seemed like it's just dull and they trying to get like something serious across, boom, something dry just happens. And it's funny, but it does not take away from the moment that they're trying to, you know, make clear and so forth. I think I'm locked in. Like I don't know what day this comes on because I just binged it. But this show is funny enough for me to say I want to watch it when it comes on.
Yeah, it's 30 minutes too. Mari, what'd you think about it?
No, I thought it was incredible. I thought what Jerv's saying is right on what I'm point with what I'm saying, and it's this. In those little moments where that dry humor kind of like shows itself, you have to either have been in that situation or know somebody that kind of speaks that language or, be in those type of settings for you to get what they're doing. Because I found myself laughing at so many little, just like little intricate parts that I don't even think was meant to be like, this is the part that we're going to clip for the funny part. Like, it was just like, no, somebody's going to recognize this and they're going to recognize what we're saying and what we're doing. And they either know somebody that was like this, either they were like this, or they've been around somebody that was like this. And I think to capture that element is genius within itself. So not only to write a story and then put these characters in it to kind of, you know, see it play out, but those little moments, like my man, like what's my man, Blue, on the couch with the game, no matter what's going on, he like, hey, hold on, after this game, though, like, it's cool. It's real life shit going on. And it's like, you have to have been in those situations. Like, so I absolutely, like, this show is crazy, bro. Like, people was hitting me when I tweeted about it a little bit earlier. And it was like, yo, is it worth it? Is it worth it? Like, this show is fire. Super fire.
That's fucking funny. Sean, what'd you think about it?
Yeah, no, first off, anything on Showtime, I'm already sus on it immediately. Just because I'm a big time HBO dude. Like, who's out here Showtime? I'm like, I don't even know if I'm a tune.
Sick brand loyalty, man. They come with the bag, man. I'm gonna shit your Showtime.
No, hey, I'm just telling you. Just
they stepped it up, though. Sean, they stepped this shit up, though. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. They got a couple joints that I've rocked with. Like, I'm a big Billions fan.
Shout out to
Cop. Tough.
Yeah, I'm a big Billions fan. So, like, but, you know, I had to watch that first, too. So, like Mari was saying, and Jerv, I think the biggest thing was you could tell whoever's writing this shit, has Dan actually was like actually tapped in and like this wasn't some like people that let's write some shit how we think it typically happens. Like, nah, this was some people that, you know, have gone through it, have experienced these type of situations, have been in the room. Like a perfect example of just some of the dry humor and the detail stuff that I thought was funny is like in episode one when it came out that he was sipping the Jose Cuervo that he was sipping was actually water. And he was like, I'm trying to be dramatic. Like, that was probably the least funny thing of that whole situation. Bro. Like, everything else before that, the details and shit was funny.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what's so ill about that scene. The shit was so real, and I appreciate that shit so much because as he was sipping it, I was twisting my face up like I was sipping it because I know how that bullshit, I know how it tastes. And I was like, every time I was like,
Yeah, he's just pulling that. Like,
and I caught myself doing it. Like, I was like, I'm not even drinking that shit right now, but he's selling it. And it was like, that shit was incredible. Like, so
Fan playing videos on the couch. Like, it's just quote unquote, like serious situation going on. My man's looking for his shit. He like, bro, I don't know where that shit's at. I'm in the middle of something and I'm going pro.
The nigga was trying to be a professional gamer, bro. Trying to sweep a duck, nigga. That's a wild game to be playing.
My man tried to shoot him down. Like, man, nobody finna pay you to play. Nigga, man said, man, listen, man, you always know some negative shit, man. Like, come on, dog. Like, what you
I wouldn't be surprised that like later on in the season the nigga actually do become an e-gamer.
Hell yeah.
Like, some wild shit. So relatable to Dan and my nigga Drew. I mean Kevin, sorry. Do you have any friend that you tried to look out for, or a nigga you known since the sandbox, you ain't seen a nigga in hella long? Like, think about all the shit that Dan going through just for a nigga that he probably spent like a summer or two with and is holding on to those memories into now. You know what I mean? Like, they probably 30 as fuck. They met each other at probably 7, 8 years old. That probably was like the best time of his life. And now they were rekindled and he's just trying to like help him. Have you had a friend where you went over and beyond and you probably shouldn't have? You ain't got to say no names, but I'm just talking about like a situation. I know I have.
I don't know if I shouldn't have, but I did. And it was a rough stretch. You feel me? Like, I felt like that this wasn't like a little like relationship over a couple summers. Like, this was my homie from when we were growing up. I had just moved to New York. And I used to live on Flatbush in St. Mark's, so I also was rocking with the show just purely off that, just because it's in the neighborhood type of thing. But yeah, my homie, it broke up with his girl in New York that he lived with, and she like bad breakup, flipped the locks on him. He couldn't get his shit, that's terrible. Like, he had nowhere to go type thing. And you know how it is, man. I was in New York, I was poor, and our crib ain't no bigger than the room I'm sitting in right now. And it was me and I had a roommate. But, like, my man's had nowhere to go, you know what I'm saying? And he had, like, a little dog and shit.
Oh, nah, he doing a lot.
Nah, he ends up moving into the crib with the dog. Dog fucks up my couch, and it's just a bad situation for, like, a solid 6 months till, you know, he got a new spot and got his shit back and all that type of shit. But I didn't feel like – I felt like I had to do it. I had to help him out just because he didn't have nothing else, nowhere else he could go. But – it's tough, man, when you're trying to help a dude out like that and it's just not going the way, you know, it's supposed to.
Yeah. I mean, thankfully, I don't have somebody who I looked out for that I regretted it. I will say, like, during the lookout process, I was like, man, I hope this nigga get his shit together, dog, because it's going to be real hard for me to sell this shit to my girl. Like, I'm doing all this shit for this nigga, and, like, he ain't end up amounting to nothing. Like, I'm doing this. I'm going all my way. And I don't want to say going out my way because that's the homie. Like, that's my dog. So it's right. Like, I'm going to do it within reason. But thankfully, he ended up, like, coming out on the other side of that. He had some stories for me. Now, in the meantime, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, like, this happened, that happened, whatever. And I'm just like, man, I hope this nigga ain't selling me no cook-up right now, man. Like, come on, dog, for real. Like, but see where he at today is, like, cool. I'm glad I helped. Like, so thankfully I ain't had no stories like that, but I've been around situations where I've seen that type of shit happen. So it's like seeing these type of situations play out on, you know, on the show is very relatable, because whether you've been in it or you've been around it, or one of your homeboys told you a story about it, you can see it. And it's like, yeah, that's real. That's not some shit somebody just set up and wrote and just said, this would be cool if we did this. Like, nah, yeah. This is a real thing. Like,
yeah, no, that's a real situation that people could relate to. Jerv, could you relate to that?
So, like Mari, fortunately for me, I've never had a situation where, like, it's like, yo, I'm helping out. Of course,
bro, it's Philly.
It's Philly. Yo, keep going. Keep going. It builds character.
So, I never had that situation.
But, I can edit it. I can edit it. Just wait till, just let him go by.
Keep all that. Keep all of that.
No. I never had that situation, right? But I did have situations where I got like a day one homie who, like, whenever I'm in a relationship, I have to make that person aware of, yo, look, I got this one homie, right? He might have such and such text me from time to time asking for him. I just play the part like, yo, he not here, right? Or, you know what I mean? Or prime example, homie called me one time. He had just got married or whatever. He called me, hit me, told me to, like, yo, like I need you to get here ASAP. It's my man. I'm there ASAP, right? Like, let's do it. Like, I'm here for you, bro. I pull up, boy, out, and I'm cool with saying this. He had all black on. With a hoodie.
Oh, man. Black Air Force Ones?
Hold up. Yeah, dog. So look. I was just at the spot chilling, minding my business. I'm like, damn, I drove all across town. What the fuck am I about to get into? Boy says, yo, how much room you got in the trunk, right?
Yo.
I'm like, listen. I don't even know what you're talking about, dog. Look, here go my keys. I'ma holler at you, right? Don't even put me on. I'll get home. Don't even trip off me. Nah, yo, I just need to move, right? Oh. So like, I said that story so you can understand the type of warning that I have to give when it comes to this homie. And this is my man, 50 grand. You know what I'm saying? Right. So like, I never had that situation, but I definitely have the homie that like I'm constantly
looking out
for on the dumbest stuff. And every time I do it, I'm just like,
yeah, I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Why today, yo?
If the homie call you and ask you, if they ask you how much space you got in your trunk, that is the make or break moment of your friendship, because either you're going to answer that question or you're going to be like, you know what, let me hit you back and never talk to them again. So if y'all had any conversation after that conversation, y'all locked in for life.
It's my man's, dog.
It got to be. It got to be.
He's legit like my first friend.
Son, listen, that nigga is your family member. He's your family member, bro. He asked you how much space you got in your trunk. You didn't even hesitate. He's your family member, bro.
Nah, I'm teaching that ass. Fuck all that. Don't hit me. I reply to your shit.
Look, I'm telling you. He didn't tell me that. He tells
me that's what I'm saying in person.
Because if you ain't telling me before I even pull up, it's hard to even get me over there. You know what I'm saying?
That's real. No, that's real. That is real.
So listen, I'm 36 years old, bro. And I guess in this situation, without putting the person out, like, right, I had a homie, bruh, moved to a state and was like, yo, I ain't seen bruh in like 10 years. And I vibed with him like, you know, you good, whatever. Right. So bruh, like, I'm staying with family. 2 weeks later, that shit went sour. So he like, yo, I just want to kick it. You know what I mean? Like, be around some folks. Bruh stole my roommate liquor, drank it all up. Right. But I let him crash in the room. I didn't even tell my roommate that he was even there. So the homie like, yo, your man, he got a drinking problem. He alcoholic. I got hot and squared up with the homie, with my roommate, for talking about the homie. Because, you know, you say alcoholic, bro. That's damn near like crackhead type shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. You know, that's offensive. Like, but the homie really drank all this nigga shit and kept drinking all this nigga shit. So we end up falling out. I moved out my spot. And that's how I end up living by myself, because of bruh, because I defended him. But he really had some shit going on. And it felt like it constantly didn't help himself. And I was a crutch. And when you become a crutch for your people, like, it's like, bruh, like,
it's tough. It's tough. It's tough to break away from that.
If you're a good person, you're going to always say yes.
Yeah.
But it's hard to look in the mirror and say no, because you like, you got that guilt of like, damn.
Because even if you say no in the moment and you feel good in the moment, later on when you decompressing at home and it's like just you at the end of the day, you're going to be like, damn, man, I should have. Damn, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Think about it. think about the situation, how you was like, you looked out for your man, but you like, you got, you explaining to your girl. I could not imagine explaining some shit to my woman, like on some shit like, yo, just bear with me right quick. This is my, like, my brother. And then it be looking like your shit at your situation at the crib get even worse because it's a nigga at the house. Like, think about, I remember when the shit fell through with the pot shit for us, right? And I stayed with my uncle and I'm at the crib sitting on this nigga couch, got AC going, I'm watching TV. The nigga done worked 8 hours. My uncle come home like, nigga.
Like,
nigga, is you really?
I ain't gonna lie,
bro. Is you applying yourself in this world? And some I'm like, bro, I have nowhere to go.
Bro, some of the worst times ever is when you in, let's say you like in a relationship and shit, right? And you done probably fucked around and like you with a girl and shit, you at her crib. Nigga, I don't care what you've been doing all day. You could have been on monster.com, you could have been on Indeed, you could have been on LinkedIn, everything, applying to 1,000 jobs. If she come home and you playing 2K with your shoes off, it's over with. She gonna think you a piece of shit. I don't care what you did. You could have went out and cured cancer today. You could have went out and saved 10 babies from a dinosaur today, nigga. Like, anything. She don't see none of that. She see you down one with 13 seconds left. And you like, baby, hold on real quick. And she like, this hoe ass nigga, like, that's all she sees. So what you saying is real, because all people see is that right there. And it's like, hey, man, in that moment, it's like, hey, sorry, man. I don't know.
Go ahead, Sean.
No, I was just going to say, it's tough when it's your man's, because you got to kind of play the line of, you can't get too comfortable, but yo, grab whatever you want out the fridge, you know what I'm saying?
You better go get them food stamps, partner. Family, humble.
But in the meantime, in between time, they gonna go in your fridge though, bro. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I gave the homie some allowance, bro. Like, I would be like, yo,
oh shit,
make this work,
nigga, dog.
Right.
Make this work, because I can't do what you trying to do. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't got it like that. You feel me? Like, and I was like, literally, like, if you don't have it, that means you not good with money. Cause I just gave you like a C note.
Right.
Like, you can go get the noodles if you really down bad. You feel me? Like, I know niggas that can do it off negative 33 and they checking and push that bitch with a dub and make that shit work. So, like, you know, at my lowest point, I remember the homie, when that's how I got to Arizona. I slept on bro couch. I had nothing. Like, I'm like nothing. Like, I'm at down bad. I walked to the fucking like office to get food stamps. So I got the card, because Arizona, they give you your shit like that. I had $200 on the card. I just start. That was my way of paying rent. Like, I'm gonna fill y'all fridge up. You feel me?
Yeah.
I did it that way until I got the gig. And then when I got the gig, you know what I'm saying? I was nonstop working, bro. And then I just kind of like inspired myself to get into that situation. But we off topic. Jerv, you relate to the school part, right? So you were a principal, yes? Vice principal?
No, I was a dean of students.
So dean of students, but like administration.
So, no, I was just one of the dudes in the. I'm one. They call dean of students, but we call other people call like climate control people. Like, I'm the person that you call. I was the person you call if a kid's tripping in your class.
Okay, so
maybe somebody to holler at.
No, but still,
he was the uncle, bro. He was the uncle.
But still relatable. Think about that.
Yeah.
The fight over the Gucci belt. Right. I've been a teacher before. I obviously taught little ones, but when I did student teaching, I had to do high school kids. And it was the most stressful shit, because I looked young and they were getting at me. Like, when I did my student teaching shit, I was like 24. You know what I'm saying? So they was talking to me crazy. So I could only imagine what Dan's going through. You got the security guard shooting jokes on him. He in love with the vice principal, and he dealing with these bad ass fucking Brooklyn kids. Like, imagine that. Think about that. That's kids in 2021. So they got cell phones. Like you said, the niggas was cutting up on Instagram. Then
they yelled out from the window. They called him. They said he sucked dick.
And that's
realistic for these kids in these areas. So, like, it wasn't far fetched where I'm just like, oh, they putting tens on it. No. it's teachers really dealing with that shit every fucking day. But I felt his pain because it's like where the nigga, his man, Kevin was like, well, at least you got the weekends off. He's like, nigga, I still got a word, do the fucking weekly planner, like to set up my next week. I don't have the shit off. But it was just so funny because like he going hard for his boy. The fact that he working at the roadie spot is hilarious. And like, you know how the roadie spots be. It's me being in New York now is just kind of funny because it hit home. Like I can see the different spots and shit like that. But they find that, you know, he makes his delivery, he finds himself in trouble because he knocks over some promethazine at Drew's house. And Drew basically has the trap slash spot. And, you know, lean is hard to fucking get. For one, some good lean at that if you, you know, whatever you're trying to do.
Do we know if he knocked it over?
We still don't know.
I think he did knock it over, but it should have been capped. It was not capped. So that means, and if you watch Drew in another episode where he's pouring up, he don't be tightening the shit up. So when he sat the bag down, the bag kind of like initially just kind of tipped
it. Okay, right.
And if you've ever seen those Instagram clips where you see niggas trying to scrape it up with a plate, it's hard.
Well, you seen that Lil Wayne clip when he was like, he kicked over his cup and he was like, oh my God. Like,
So it's like, it's a big deal. And he like, nigga, and he mentioned how much bread he was making off of being the plug. So you just cost this nigga whatever he was going to make off of that. Right. Mm-hmm. But to be an end, it's like losing a brick. Right. So now he like, they done took the nigga wallet and took all this nigga shit. And he got to figure it out because he don't want to die. But then also the plug know where he live. And like, Dan is not understanding them. I think we all got them white partners that's like, don't understand like the street code. You don't got to be a street nigga to honor the street code. It's like, well, I got shot. But I seen who shot me. And they like, well, you should just call 911 or call the police. It's like, nah, bro, that shit don't work that way.
Nah, bro.
So, and dealing with Drew, he's explaining all the situations that Drew can go through. Like, my nigga, he gonna sit down for 2 years and he gonna get out and kill me. Like, it don't matter. Yeah. Like, no matter what you think is going to happen, Dan, you don't really understand because you're not black. Your life not stressful like this. But in a certain situation, Dan has to take Xanax because he deals with, you know, a couple of things, you know, when it comes to special pressure situations. But I thought it was also crazy because, you know, ironically, Dan saves this nigga life and then Zayna is his student. Like,
it was like training day. It was just like training day.
This show gives me Next Day Air vibes. You know how shit was just happening in that movie? Have you ever seen Next Day Air?
I ain't never seen that. Like I said, that's all the first thing that came to my mind.
It's a bullshit movie, but it's a lot of shit going on in there.
I might check it out. I was going to check it out because I think it gave me those vibes. But the training day scene where like he saved the girl in the alley, and then later on he like, wait, hold on, how you get this fucking, you know what I'm saying? He's like, oh, I saved her, and he called her like, hey, what happened to you today? And he tell her he like, hey, you lucky, like this will happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's some real shit. That's a pass. So the fact that they both in debt now to Drew is very fucking funny. And how long does it last? And Drew finds some sentiment. Like when a nigga was about to, you know, like why he tried to give a life lesson, even though he horny. He like, why you letting him talk to you like that? And he gives him a tip.
Right.
Like,
right.
The fact that he made him keep the bag on his head was the funniest shit to me, though. And he said, man, keep that, put that shit down. And I was like, yo.
He had my man throw, his recycling shit out.
Dog.
Bro, no, the bullshit that Kevin's on though, bro. Like, you gotta understand this nigga be bringing the nigga brought groceries out of the fucking fridge to the nigga crib, bro.
I mean, but that was smart though.
What, not showing up empty handed?
Not showing up empty handed. This man wants your life. You're not gonna show up empty handed, bro. Yeah. You gotta show up with something to show to this person, yo, I ain't got much, bro, but I can give you this. I'm staying true to my word. Like, I'm doing the best I can.
The nigga said, but I just started investing in Forex, man. All that, like, but that was crazy.
Nah, I love that the jokes was current. Like, everything was relatable.
Just and then the whole dynamic of him helping out his boy, but he obviously doesn't have shit figured out either. Is like, it's all kind of like everybody trying to you know, get by and make shit happen. So yeah, it's a good ass show. It's a,
yo, how bad did y'all feel for Dan when he finally got to chill with Jess and they had popped that pill early on and the shit put him to bed. He was about to close. He couldn't. He was yawning.
Bro, listen,
he was in trouble.
She cold too.
That was one of those justice. Nah, she's a fucking problem.
Yeah, she's cold too.
She's a pretty girl with problems, family. Like, And he just ain't ready yet because he jumping over the moon for her.
Man.
But she a fucking hassle on the low. Like, nah, my nigga, listen, they took that pill together. My nigga, he ain't even know the side effects of that shit, bro.
He ain't even care either. Bad.
Yeah,
oh, no, he got whatever. Listen, first of all, he needed a place to crash anyway, so it worked out in his favor. He just lucky she didn't drag his ass out of the crib. And then she blew the joint in front of his, you know, in his face.
Yeah.
But it was so crazy because, like, she over here crying over her chicken. She just drama'd out, bro. Just drama'd out. And I was nervous for my nigga because he pulled up and did that shit he wasn't supposed to. So I thought he was going to lose his job. But, man, it's a dope-ass show, man. I hope our listeners, you know, really lock in and check it out. Episode 4 is out now. So, you know, we can peep that and talk about it next week. And then
Sundays at 10:30.
Sundays at 10:30, Mari. There you go. Dan Perlman, follow me. So hopefully we can get him on the show. I'm putting pressure on him. So listeners, please tweet Dan Perlman and tell him to come on the show. We're going to start doing that. Big Black Week. Big Black Week for us. 4-day week. You know what I mean? Friday is a holiday for most. If you don't got it off, don't show up to work.
I ain't going. No way. Yeah. I'm off Friday. Friday is what date? The 18th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I'm not going Saturday.
Yeah. So Juneteenth. Yeah, pick shout out to my cousin.
You're right.
So shout out to my cousin Al Edwards. He was a state representative to get it passed in Galveston, Texas. Well, state of Texas, yes. Make it a official holiday. You know what I'm saying? God rest his soul. Mm-hmm. He died amazing. Last year. We didn't get a chance to bury him properly because of the coronavirus protocol. But rest in peace to him. If you in Texas, go holler. Go see his statue. He got a statue. Real player shit.
That's fine.
But Juneteenth, Mari presented a question in the chat.
Yes. Yes. We about to rap names this shit up real quick, man. You know what I'm saying? I know it ain't Sunday. We finna rap names this shit up, man. Listen, I want to know, just one song, if you could pick one Juneteenth anthem, what would you pick and why, if you want to explain on it?
Kendrick Lamar, All Right. We gonna be all right. That shit, the beat already is fire. It's a message, but it's fun.
Yeah.
And also, the last year we just had, like, niggas damn near had to burn shit down. Niggas had to threaten to quit their job to get a fucking day off now. Yeah. Not that it wasn't, but now companies acknowledge Juneteenth. You feel me?
It's only not acknowledged in, I want to say, Hawaii, North Dakota, and South Dakota. I think those are the only places it's not acknowledged.
But think of the progression in 11 months that we had to get this shit absolutely. Down on a calendar year. You know what I'm saying? Like, white people, if you listening, dap up a black person because you got this shit off. Just like how I dap y'all motherfuckers off on President's Day.
Facts. Because some motherfuckers don't even care about with some whack-ass haircuts. Niggas ain't had no waves, no hairlines, no nothing. Niggas just had mashed potatoes on top of their head. Like, relax.
Yeah, dog. So, Jerv, what's the one song that would represent Juneteenth for you? Like an official joint.
So I think you kind of stole it from me. I should have went first. I definitely was thinking Kendrick, a little Kendrick. But I also had, like, I was thinking, but I don't really want to give Boy the ability to have an anthem.
Some of his
pre-shit, dog. Like, I just can't erase and act like he didn't have, like, dope music. So, like, I don't know, like, Stronger was something that was popping in my mind. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, just telling you, you know, get through the shit. Yeah, bro.
He don't want to say his name out loud.
The Daft Punk joint?
No. That's Daft.
Yeah, that's
Stronger. Yeah, Stronger.
Yeah. Listen, Damn, really? you threw bro. For
that's
the record,
giving me Vegas vibes.
I was gonna say Kendrick Lamar. You threw me off.
I thought you gonna say we don't care or something. Drug dealing just to get by.
That would have been a selection.
You know, Stronger give me like Stronger with that robot synthesizer and shit. Like,
you know how long I've been on you since Prince was on Apollonia.
Don't sing too much before me and Papa.
Yeah. Nah, you're right.
Sean, what song would you choose?
Yeah, there was a bunch I was looking at, but we can go Public Enemy, State of the Union. I think these type of holidays or calm holidays or whatever you want to call them, or you know what I'm saying, are just ways to reflect and look at the bigger, grander scope of what the fuck is going on, if how much progress are we actually making.
Yeah.
So that was why I leaned that way. It gives you take a step back and, you know, how far have we come? How much farther do we have to go? So, yeah, Public Enemy, State of the Union for me.
Oh, man.
There's a lot of good ones, though. You could take it a lot of different ways.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think all you guys kind of captured, like, what the essence of it is about. For me, the song I want to hear when I walk outside my house and it's Juneteenth like a motherfucker and I'm off work and I really mean it. Cam, come on. Oh my gosh. Shout out to the Heatmaker. Shout out to Art. Like, oh my God, man. That song makes me feel good no matter what's going on, dog. Yeah, like, I just want to hear that song. It's a good song. And before, you know, we related like 4th of July to Dipset because they got the flag on and all that. This is our motherfucking day. Like, that's our day. That's our song. Like, that's our shit right there. So I really mean it. You already know. That's I'm about to play that shit in a minute, matter of fact.
Man. Yeah, that's
I think those are all solid songs that we chose.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I really mean that.
All right. So how are you spending your Juneteenth?
Black than a motherfucker. First and foremost, black than a motherfucker. Durag on, cape out, probably do the red joint. I got a couple blue joints. I know when we started it off, I had this one on. This is one of like four blue joints that I got. I got a red one. I got a salmon joint, or salmon, I should say, for the more esteemed people out there, pronounce the L in salmon and all that. Yeah, so probably I'm gonna do the red, good white tea, not the big oversized white tea. It fit me, you know what I'm saying? yeah, I'm gonna do that.
You got Peter under or no?
Absolutely, you gotta have that under. Absolutely, you can't go out there just. You know what I mean? A gust of wind come by and you out here like Madonna with the nipples out and all. You can't do that. That's a violation. That's a super violation. I don't care if you by yourself. You can't look down. And your shit just you know what I mean? Like, it's not good.
Fluttering, I feel you.
Yeah, man, I'm eating good. You know what I'm saying? Probably have, you know, a couple family members over and shit like that. A couple drinks. That's how I'm spending my shit, man.
Just being proud, bro. That's what it is. Yeah, being proud, black man. Spending time with your fam. Doing what
Sean, what you doing?
I got a bachelor party.
Okay,
it's not gonna be very Juneteenth-ish, but maybe I'll puff my chest out a little extra with the other black homies that's there. That's about it. I'm gonna eat breakfast first. Maybe I'll eat breakfast first or some shit like that.
That better be all you eat, nigga. That better be all you eat.
Facts. Yo, chill. Yeah, what?
Hey, I know it's negative, but probably have some pork on your fork. My nigga, get you some bacon, nigga, in the morning.
Yeah,
real,
there you go.
Real black and whatnot, sure nigga.
How do white people Jerv, do that?
Jerv, what you... sick, nigga, man. Hey, Jerv, what you... What you got going, bro?
I'm definitely going to a Juneteenth cookout. You know what I mean? That's definitely happening. And I'm a definitely play some motherfucking spades. You know what I'm saying? I'm a definitely have me my beverage of choice. I'm gonna make sure that, you know, I definitely get a good of whatever the good whatever that's gonna be on the grill. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna get no bullshit. You know what I mean? I'm not here to look good or anything. I come here to play some motherfucking spades, eat good, drink good, and enjoy my fucking holiday.
Outside Jerv is back, dog. case y'all ain't recognized. Outside serve is in full effect. Yeah,
fully vacuumed, bro. Fully vacuumed. I'm outside, bro.
We all fully vacuumed up, right? We all
Hey, you niggas yelling outside. I'm inside, nigga. I'm fucking tired. Outside been beating my ass in my pockets, nigga.
Yeah, that shit cost some money. That shit a little more expensive than I remember. I ain't gonna lie. Like,
I definitely have realized there's a difference between pre-COVID outside and post-COVID pandemic outside, because this outside is way different. I'm looking at shit like, God damn, it was.
I don't know if y'all ever saw those behind the scenes of like sneaker shopping where they take the celebrities in there to shop and they get the bill and they be like, oh, all right, like, okay, cool. Like Roddy Ricch was like, oh, all right, bet. Like, that's me now paying for shit. I'm like, oh, damn. I mean, I'm going to pay for it, but I'm in the car the whole way. I might not even put the radio on the way back. I'm like, damn, I paid.
That shit might cost you every time you play the song. I'm at the
light.
Bro.
I'm at the light doing math. Like, wait a minute, 96 plus the. Wait a minute,
I dropped that shit in the group chat. At least in Chicago, they adding a 4% COVID tax on bills, bro. I couldn't believe that shit. You could like holler at them and be like, "Yo, I need you to take this off."
That shit, bro. COVID tapping niggas in the chest and the pockets. Like, come on, my nigga, goddamn. Right. Like, relax, bro.
That's a sick fucking tap,
bro.
Man.
That's crazy.
Don't even start talking about the Ubers and all that shit.
Yeah,
you better schedule your shit 6 hours in advance if you want a fair price on that motherfucker. If you off the cuff trying to get one, it's a wrap.
It's over with. Yeah, it's over.
I'm gonna be in Austin, Texas. Probably, you know, eating some barbecue or some whatnot. And then also post up at the pool at Soho and chill. You know what I mean? Look, Jerv, don't do that to me.
So you are going to Austin this weekend?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so, you know, I got some business to take care of and obviously, you know, Ian and the other homies or whatnot.
Austin,
but listen,
has a Soho house?
Yeah, it has a Soho house.
Since when? Is it new?
Nah, I've been there for a minute.
Been there? Man, I know
it's
that.
Big money talk.
Jerv, you're gonna come with me to Dumbo. Don't worry. If you ever make it to me, big dog, we're gonna be in the Dumbo joint. But overall, you know, white homies cash after black homies $20.
Yeah, you know what? I'm
smooth
with that.
Dub. I'll take a dub, yo.
We're gonna take a dub. Hey, because it round off the 19th round off to the 20th. You feel me?
Yeah,
You know what too?
When you do it, send the handshake emoji because it only come in white. It don't come in black now. So it only come in white.
Send the Simpsons color. You know?
Yeah, the Simpsons color. Yeah.
Or if you really want to get creative, the black hand with the white hand and fist to fist.
Yeah, send that dub.
This has been a fun as fuck episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. For John Gervais, for Mariano, for Lyshawn. We out.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.